I am introverted.
I'm an extrovert at most times.
I identify as an introvert.
I'm an extrovert.
Hello, I'm Caroline.
And I'm Thea.
And welcome to I Am, where we're discussing introverts
versus extroverts. So we went around and talked to multiple different people, and we found a lot of varied definitions.
We would ask questions about if they were an introvert or extrovert, and there were a lot of different answers and interpretations.
So I guess extroverts, you get your energy from other people, and introverts, you get more energy from being by yourself.
It depends on my mood. If I want to be happy, I'm more extroverted. If I'm more sad, I'm just like, go away.
Let's say an extrovert is someone who's like outgoing, works well with people, is friends with like everyone, always has someone to talk to. And then an introvert, someone that like doesn't like people as much, like isn't good with people, has some social anxiety, I guess.
So a lot of these definitions and interpretations that we got were actually not correct.
Introverts are defined as people who receive energy by being alone, while extroverts are people who receive energy by being with other people.
After we explained the correct definitions for introverts and extroverts, people had a lot more to say. This is what introverts had to say.
People are leeches of my energy, and when I'm alone, I feel so much better and rejuvenated.
When I'm out with friends, I get drained very easily, and yet when I'm at home, when I'm by myself, I have more energy and more will to do something, and I can just do it over an extended period of time of just being alone.
I guess I get like a lot of anxiety when it comes to public speaking. Even when it comes to like simple things, just asking for more ketchup, I always get a little nervous.
This is what extroverts had to say.
I like being around people more than I like being by myself. Usually when I'm by myself for a while, I like to go find people and interact with them instead of just sitting in my own aloneness.
I think like naturally extrovertism comes to me as a like form of expression, and I love new experiences and meeting new people. So I think that by nature, I'm more extrovert than introverted.
See, I do like being with people. If I could be with people constantly, I would.
However, by the end, most people recognized that there was some sort of middle ground between extroverts and introverts, and that they identified under some category there, and that currently there are a lot of misconceptions about what introverts and extroverts truly are.
There's a really fine line, and a lot of people think that extroverted people don't understand how introverts' minds work, and when honestly, we're all a mixture of it in some sense, that it's all dependent on the situation.
I consider myself a giant extrovert, and I do enjoy having like time to myself to just relax and not have to worry about the world.
People think introverts are all quiet and meek and don't want to be around people, and that extroverts are loud and crazy. I myself am an outgoing, loud, antisocial introvert, so I know for a fact that's not actually true.
I don't like being alone. I like being with people. I'm just bad at it.
I think extroverts are thought of as loud and obnoxious sometimes, and introverts can be thought of as like bookworms who like stay in their room and don't like social life, which I feel like are both completely inaccurate. They just prefer things instead of like need things.
I feel like introverts are classified as people who hate other people, and that's not always the case. Introverts are people who just work better or have more energy in situations where they're alone.
Like, I can't be with other people 24/7, but I still like hanging out with people and talking to different people. But I also like my alone time and just like spending time with just me.
What Thea and I learned is that a lot of people were quick to say whether they were an introvert or extrovert, but truly, they were usually somewhere in between.
I think there's always going to be a deviation no matter what kind of label you put on a person or what situation they're in.
I think society has kind of defined it, and oftentimes it can be a variety of factors. I would say that there are people who can be a combination of both dependent on where they are and what they're doing.
I'm not good at people, I think. This is going to go up on the website.